Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Happy to have you along today. On a beautiful sunny day, the markets are up. The planting progress is moving along swiftly. Why do I feel so wonky? Planting, spring, well, any time of the year, I guess, it's real easy to get down in the mouth or feel overwhelmed or stressed out. Agriculture is a high anxiety business. And so with May being Mental Health Awareness Month, let's bring on Minnesota's rural mental health specialist in the Ag Department, Monica McConkey. How are you today, Monica?
Hi, Mick. I'm good. I'm actually sitting out in the tractor today helping the family with some rock rolling. So just going to pause and talk to you, and hopefully the background noise isn't too loud.
No, well, it sounds like you're in a tractor with a cab on it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, see, I never had that luxury growing up, so my ears have been ringing for 50 years. So anyway.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Well, May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and we talked a lot about the stress and anxiety and the depression and, let's just say the word, suicide awareness that we needed to talk about a lot last year. Is the general tone a little bit, general attitude a little better? Is the calls coming in to the crisis, the hotline fewer, or what's going on this spring?
You know, I would say that as far as calls to me, calls into the hotline, not a huge reduction. The ebb and flow kind of happens with busy seasons, so we'll have, you know, a pause sometimes during spring's work and during harvest. But I mean, I was on a farm this morning and I had a phone session this morning. And so we're still actively working with farmers who are feeling pretty overwhelmed. You know, we have some impending weather issues there that, you know, they're talking drought. They're talking about drought into the summer. So that's on people's minds. And yes, the stressors are still out there. Although I will say during the spring, there is a lot of hope as well that this is going to be a good year. Prices are better. Sounds like milk prices are going to be looking up the next couple months. So lots of hope out there at the same time.
Yeah. And Easter, baby calves, baby lambs. Prom season, just a lot of things that, what do they say? Hope springs eternal. What are some of the resources that you have available to farmers who are feeling overwhelmed right now?
So in Minnesota, we are really blessed with a lot of farm stress resources. If you are feeling like you just need to talk to someone, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling frustrated to the point that it's affecting your ability to work the way you want, to be the spouse the way you want, or to parent the way you want, you know, then it's really time to reach out and talk to somebody. And in Minnesota, we have myself and Ted Matthews, and we work with farmers every day, either over the phone or in person or over the computer using Zoom. And, you know, we just talk about what's going on and we look for ways to help manage. So that's a free resource that Ted and I offer. Other resources, there are rural helplines. I know in Minnesota we have one dedicated to farm and ranch. In North Dakota, there's the 211 helpline. And I'll also point out that NDSU and the University of Minnesota both have really great resources on their websites. So if you just want to kind of explore some things prior to making a phone call, that's also available to you.
Now, on a, like I said at the beginning, on a day where the markets are up, the sun is shining, tractors are rolling, and guys are making, and ladies are making great progress out there in the field. What are some of the signs of anxiety or stress that could lead to some issues or problems?
You make such a good point, Mick, because people have the perception that when the markets are up, that the mental health or stress or anxiety issues for farmers go away, which of course is not true. We see farmer suicides happening even in really okay, in good ag economy times. So much of the stress comes from those uncertainties and uncontrollables, and the impact that takes on a person, on their health, their relationships, their ability to make decisions. So what you'll see when someone is struggling with anxiety or depression is really a change from how they typically function. So maybe they're sleeping less or wanting to sleep more, but different than how they were. Maybe they're isolating more and not wanting to talk, or they could be drinking more than normal, not taking care of themselves. Maybe their temper is flaring where before it just never really did that. And so those are some kind of initial things to look for when you're concerned that something might be going on with someone.
Yeah. I'll just speak from personal experience here. Sometimes I get woken up in the middle of the night by a dog in the house, and then I have trouble. Yep. I'll have trouble going back to sleep, and I lay there and think, you know, in the dark, your mind starts racing. You're thinking of all the things that are good, but maybe not so good. Challenges and things that problems that need solving, and sometimes it's a long time before you get back to sleep again.
Absolutely, and we can talk about strategies that can help that. Like I tell my farmers, you know, talking to me is not going to make it rain. It's not going to make prices go up. It's not going to, fix whatever is happening on the farm, but it helps you deal with those stressors in a better way so that you can feel better and in turn, you know, run your farm more the way you want to in light of the uncontrollables.
You mentioned, the uncontrollable. I've had a saying all through my life, it's the things you can't control that drive you crazy. And so should we, the things we can't control, down markets, exports, my party didn't win the election, a lot of things that drive you crazy, and they're easy to argue about. Are those the things that we just need to detach from?
You know, in some sense, it's kind of like the serenity prayer, right? Accept the things that you can change and change the things you can and have the wisdom to know the difference. When it gets to be a problem is when those thoughts, when farmers are dwelling on those things that they can't control, and it becomes just debilitating. Like they can't get it out of their mind. They can't stop the thinking. So you're right, on some level, there needs to be either a plan made to deal with those uncontrollables, like, okay, let's shift. If markets are going to be down, what's our plan? What's our budgeting look like? What does our financing look like? Just put it into like an action mode. It's looking at what you can control and really embracing that.
There's a television story last night and this morning. FAA said that all of 2020, there were like 34, people flying, where it was down significantly last year, but all of 2020, there were 34 unruly passengers, which led to felony arrest. So far in 2021, there are over 1,300. I mean, is this a indication that people are stressed out? Not just farmers, the whole country is a little on the stress side.
Oh, for sure. For sure. There's that level of tension. And, you know, what happens, I'll get into a brain thing a little bit. What happens is when you're feeling emotional and the emotional part of your brain is firing, the part of your brain that thinks and makes decisions and is rational shuts off. And so if you ever wonder why it's hard to make decisions when you're frustrated, it's hard to problem solve, it's literally something that's happening in your brain. So the more that we can adjust and move from emotion to thinking, like make a plan, let's talk it through, the better things will be for us. Not saying emotion is bad, I'm just saying when there comes a time where it's not helpful to live in that emotion. So we need to adjust and get into the thinking part of our brain.
God grant me this serenity for sure. Already, Monica.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, Monica. How? What's again? Real quickly, the best way to get help.
Well, my number is 218-280-7785. My website is eyesonthehorizon.org. Or go onto your department, the Minnesota Department of Ag website.
Gotcha. All right. Monica McConkey, Minnesota Rural Mental Health Specialist. Thanks for the work. I say this to a lot of people. Thanks for the work you do, but in your case, I really mean it.
Thank you, Mac.
Hey, good to talk to you. We'll chat again.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye now.